Okay, welcome to my podcast Raditya Oloan, and this is a very special day karena di kali ini bukan dengan tema Radit dan Rasa ataupun 14. Because as you know, we are celebrating Father's Day. Hah? Suara siapa itu? Yeay, hari ini gua akan bikin podcast bersama my boys, yaitu
Zuriel dan Zeraya.
Okay guys, present yourself.
Hey guys, I am Raditya Oloan's son. I'm his firstborn, Zuriel. I'm very smart, and you can't say I'm very handsome, but it's your opinion.
And I'm Raditya Oloan's second son, and my name is Zeraya. I am also very handsome.
Ooh. And so many girls chasing you at school?
This one. But I'm still popular.
Get confidence. Okay. Now, Zuzu Ziara tahu kan hari ini adalah hari special.
Yeah.
Selamatin dulu dong.
Happy Father's Day, baby.
Okay. Hari ini kita mau nanya-nanya sama Zuzu, sama Zera, and Zuzu Zera juga boleh nanya tentang anything about Daddy, ya. Dan I believe this podcast will bless so many people. Yeah. Okay, Zuzu. Okay. Menurut Zuzu, what is a father?
A father is
what that means to you?
For me, a father means that someone very close in your life. Some people can say a father is like the one who marry your mother and they have a child, which is you. Yeah, but a father doesn't mean only that to me, but father means someone that is always there for you, to encourage you and to be there in hard times, to not only be a dad but also be a friend for you in hard times.
Okay, good. Zeraya, what father means to you?
So what for me, I think a father is like someone close to you that is like your, like the person that guides you and always stay with you or something. Yeah.
And
the one that is always silly in my life.
Someone who always what?
Silly.
I think that's not dad. That's your dad. Okay, sekarang Zuriel, kasih tahu ke teman-teman yang dengar your bad experience with your
One of the bad experiences that I still remember until now is when I had a Nintendo DS long ago.
Oh no! Actually, I just made that podcast just yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Ya, teman-teman bisa dengar di kesalahan gue di peluk. Ya, itu podcast di seri 14, lo bisa dengar. Nah, sekarang Zuzu ceritain. Okay, Zuzu.
The same one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's not a coincidence, man.
Yeah, jadi before I had a Nintendo DS and then I lost the pen to use it. And
Jotter.
Then,
Jotter namanya.
Yeah. And then Daddy was really mad and then he threw my DS until it broke and then I cry. And then Mommy went back to the room like, oh, Dita, jangan gitu, something like that. And then Daddy at the end apologized, but still now I still remember that, and sometimes I feel sad.
Oh no! Do you still feel sad about that? A bit. Okay. Zuzu, tapi udah maafin Daddy belum?
Iya udah.
Udah.
Tapi ya agak kind of sad aja.
Peluk dulu. Sorry ya bang. So dari sini teman-teman kita bisa belajar sih, walaupun kita udah reconcile, tapi yang namanya apa? Kejadian emosional yang mendalam itu sama anak kita tuh sangat berdampak. Makanya sangat penting untuk kita bisa minta maaf and keep remembering the moment but not remembering the mistake, tapi juga the love yang bisa mereka alami, supaya memorinya gak attach kepada emotional yang bisa membawa mereka semakin gak baik, merasa hal-hal yang gak baik gitu. Oke, okay. Zuzu umur berapa ya Zuya?
Huh? I think I was still 6 years old.
And where is the DS now?
Kan udah, kayaknya abang kan udah rusak.
Hah?
Kayaknya abang kasih ke...
No, that was the one yang dulu. The blue
oh,
one.
Oh yeah, the blue yang rusak. Yeah. Terus yeah. I gave you the new one, but the cheaper one ya?
Yeah,
smaller.
Then now udah, it's already broken.
And then you gave to someone else?
Yeah, because so, they asked for it.
And then you gave the broken one?
Enggak, the one yang daddy kasih.
Oh ya, yeah, yang udah bagus ya.
Yeah.
Oke, okay, sekarang Zera. Coba Zera ceritain your bad experience with your silly dad.
Yeah, I think it was not that long ago, tapi when I was 9 years old, just like now, when kan aku suka fight sama abang in my PS4 game kan, and I keep fighting, and once daddy got so mad, and then he took the PS4 disc, and then like he
want to break it, but doesn't work, it, like, but didn't work.
He wanted to break it with his
paha.
With his thighs. With his thighs and try to break it hard so we won't get to play it anymore, but then he couldn't do it. But that was still sad, like any time it could like maybe daddy already tried to break the disc, but like only a small part break, and then it could break really badly any time. So yeah, it's just one of the parts. And but still, after that, daddy didn't continue to try to break it, but he just put it back. And when he talked to us about why he did that, he said because he wanted us to still be happy, and because he loves us also.
What do you mean, still be happy, by trying to break the Dragon Ball CD?
Or want to make us happy by still giving us a chance to play together.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I think it happened this year ya.
Yeah, this year.
Oh, last year.
This year.
Jadi I was very angry guys sama mereka karena I always told them not to fight because I gave them this PlayStation 4 for them to enjoy. Ya, ketika mereka berantem ya suatu waktu aku juga lagi kesel dan akhirnya aku kebawa emosi dan I took the CD out and I tried to break it but cannot. And I really thankful ya I didn't break it, because if I did aku pasti akan nyesel banget. Dan hari itu aku langsung sadar, terus aku langsung datang ke mereka, aku minta maaf. Terus akhirnya aku jelasin, akhirnya aku minta maaf. What I did, I think as aku bilang ya, what I did is not right, right?
Iya.
Yeah. Ya, aku bilang, aku selalu lakuin ini sih sama mereka. Ketika aku marah, walaupun mereka bikin salah, tapi every time I angry, every time I was angry, and I'm ngelakuin hal-hal yang kayak marah, teriak atau mungkin high tone atau bahkan aku try to hurt them ya, walaupun aku sadar abis itu, tapi aku selalu minta maaf. Dan terakhir aku bilang what I did is not right ya, so apapun kesalahan mereka nggak berhak mendapatkan perlakuan yang buruk ya. Jadi kita nggak bisa, kenapa aku marah ya, karena kamu salah, daddy pengen ngajarin kamu yang baik. Makanya kenapa dia dipukul kamu? Karena I want you to be strong. I think that's not right. Ya, ketika kita marah, bahkan kalau kita pukul, atau bahkan kayak tadi aku mau try to break CD, the DVD, ya aku harus minta maaf. Karena it's not mine, it's them. Gue udah kasih mereka, so it's their property. Ketika gue ancurin, ya gue bikin salah lah. Itu sih akhirnya gue minta maaf, dan selalu berakhir dengan reconciliation. Yeah. Anything you want to... At?
Ask?
Yeah, at. Is there any memorable moment that, bad experience with your dad?
I don't actually remember anymore bad experience. That's the old yang DS itu is the only one I remember.
Okay.
Yang when daddy asked the question when bad experience, boom it pop out.
Okay.
DS. That's
okay,
all
okay.
I remember sih.
Zera yang itu ya.
Aku juga, but I also remember about the DS and I think I remember like
were you there at the DS or you just
I was also there. Enough.
You think or you
I'm not really sure, but
okay.
I feel like if I was also there, I think I had like a memory and I still remember how daddy did it. Kayak lempar to the floor.
Yeah. Oh yeah, betul.
Emang.
That's how. Okay. Okay, now tell me your best experience with your dad, but please don't tell them the silly and the dirty jokes, okay? Okay, just be free, okay?
Okay. Best experience with that with your dad banyak sih. One of it is when he one of very memorable is yeah the song
the what
the song the band of evil
oh the band of evil
itu it's very funny and I can always remember it.
Okay, sebelum dijelasin biar gue nyanyiin. Jadi gue senang untuk jelasin bahwa iblis itu takut sama kita anak-anak Tuhan dan this is the song. Ya, yeah, sorry ya kalau bahasa Inggrisnya jelek. And the devil muter-muter di jalan finding an empty house try to devour house that is not belong to the father. One day they found a house. They stopped and asked the father of lie. Father, can I knock the door of the house? And the father of lie said, don't knock the door. Because that door belongs to the Son of the Almighty Father. This house is belong to the Son of God. There's a Father. The Father. You can also sing as the Father. And then, when the little kid, very naughty, try to knock the door. And then the door opened. Who are you? And the little kid said to the father of lies, Father, I think you're a liar. Why you tell the truth?
Tapi yang lucu, the funny thing about daddy sing that song is also like it's always different and then daddy like think of the song just that second kayak he want last time he say the band of evil searching around something like that tapi sekarang the evil searching house.
Tapi do you get of the
yeah,
the meaning?
I get
it. Can you tell them?
Yeah. The meaning of the song is that my dad is funny. Just kidding. The real meaning of the song is that the devil is always searching for a house that does not belong to the Lord. But we don't need to be afraid of the devil because when our heart already belongs to the Father, then we have no need to be afraid because the devil, if they dare to come to our heart, which is already took by the Lord, they will be very scared and they do not stand a chance.
Yes, and even though they knock the door, who will open the door?
The father.
Okay, that is one of your best experience with your dad. I mean, that's not, gak cuma one time ya. Maybe tonight we will do it again. Ada lagi nggak bang?
Coba yeah. sekarang Zara.
Oke, Zara dulu sambil abang mikir.
There's still a lot, but one of them I remember is also what abang said, but I think there are more that I remember, but I think I can just think of one. I think it's like also about giving like grace about something, daddy giving grace or something, like a bit the reason why daddy did this is also a bit like about why he stopped trying to break the DS, the not the DS,
the CD,
yeah, the PS4 CD. So I think that time it was, but there was nothing he did wrong, and he like wanted to stop doing it, but we were asking daddy to like, there was this game called like something, I think it's called Geometry Dash, like you can play it. Yeah, you can play it, of course.
Jadi mereka itu hanya boleh main game kalau hari Jumat, Sabtu, Minggu, tapi itu juga kalau udah selesai homework ya. And yeah. Yes.
That wasn't really about the topic, tapi yes,
oh,
also.
Oh, salah ya.
Yes, also daddy juga sometimes, also daddy also gives us grace a lot when it's not weekends, but if it's only weekdays. But what I was saying there was, last time when we were playing that game, we couldn't do something because we needed the another application that was also like that, but it needed to use, but they needed to buy with actual money, so like money outside the game. So we were also asking daddy, but usually we are not allowed to get games like that and just ask for daddy or mom to buy with money. But he actually used the money to like get the game for us so we can just play happily, and I think the reason he did that was also same with CD, kan? Like because he wanted us to stay to be happy. Yeah, and also he also bought another game that needed to use money. Like I guess a lot of people know this game. It's kind of popular. It's called Minecraft, but we don't really play it now. Yeah, that's all I will say.
Okay, Zuriel, ada lagi yang your best experience?
One of it is sometimes this makes me mad, but I know yeah from this daddy is kind of usil, tapi juga funny. Yeah, usually when the boys part of the family, pangabean, me, daddy, and Zara, we're watching a movie. Yeah, maybe it's thriller and or sad. The thrill, if it's a thriller movie, then daddy out of nowhere, even if it's not a scary part, daddy will do this. Ah! It's so annoying.
Terus abang langsung gimana?
And then last time I was so mad, and then I shout at daddy, and then but still I already apologize for that. But that's still a funny experience that I can learn from. And for sad movies, if I'm watching and at a sad part, daddy out of nowhere will also look at each of us, me and Zara. He will just
stare very close.
Yeah, stare very close.
Just to see, make sure that you cry.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying for me, but it's also really funny.
Actually, there's also one okay, more
okay,
thing I want to say.
Okay.
It's also about
make it short, Zaraya.
Maybe. Series, or maybe when we're watching a series or a movie, it could be like any type of movie, like action, thriller,
anime.
Or anime. Yeah, daddy sometimes after we watch, mostly it's a series, after we watch, when we stop, there's still more episodes in it, and then daddy like he uses whatever the topic was and like mixes it with a random other movie thing like, "Hah, nanti kan apa? Nanti kan
nanti ada Thanos datang gitu."
Ya? No, like something about like Thanos snap, nanti kayak, "Hah, nanti kan Nezuko mati kan nanti karena ada Thanos snap kan?" Nanti, like he just mixes an anime with Marvel stuff.
That's silly, ya?
Yeah. That's also one of the best experience with Danny.
Oh, so that's one of the best, so I should do it again? Okay, what now? Okay, anything that you learned so much from your dad? Yeah, the bad part or the good part, it's either way, it's okay.
Yeah, one thing that Daddy always reminds us is that we have to read Bible very often every day so that we can because one time not long from now he said that one way that you can actually hear Jesus talking is by reading the Bible. So when we are reading the Bible, we can actually hear what Jesus is talking about. And when we do that, we can learn many things from the Bible, and then we can learn what to do and what not to do. Maybe like sometimes in parables, "Oh, what is this seed? What does this have to do with seed? Sower? What is sower?" Maybe it's hard for us to understand, but maybe if we cannot understand it, we just have to read it more, and maybe we can ask someone to help us understand. And when we do, we can learn many things that are very helpful for us in the future.
Okay, Jeraya, apa yang
one thing learn? I really learn, like really, I can learn this like daily, because what I learned from Daddy, one thing is this is like really special for me because I'm the only one who gets so mad easily. So I have to take care of myself, and I have to control myself. The character is like self-control because I keep getting mad so easily and like out of nowhere. Just because of one tiny argument, I get and plus I even already kicked a wall 2 times that it...
Where did you learn that? From your dad? Okay, continue.
So yeah, I have to learn to not get mad easily, and also I have to not, I shouldn't get mad too easily and control myself also.
Dan biasanya kalau kamu lagi marah, apa yang dilakuin ke kamu? How I teach you?
Of course, Daddy would discipline, because it's a good thing. It's good if you are a parent. It's good for your children to understand to learn from their mistakes.
And how you got discipline?
I would, like, he would tell me not to do it again, and also he won't talk to me like, "Hey, must nobody do, wait." Maybe that is really like so rare. It's rare for that to happen now. But now he usually talks to me, "Mas, kenapa gitu, Mas? Is it the right thing to do?"
Your face is so...
And then I'm like, when I talk, I'm like, I start to, from when I get so mad, and I kick the walls and stuff, and punch them so hard. Sometimes it's also funny because I when I punch the wall, mau aku yang sakit. And yeah, so sneeze.
It's okay, Mas, just sneeze.
I have to learn from my mistakes, and when Daddy talks to me like that, he doesn't talk so hard and harsh, but he just talks normally and asks me what, like, questions like, do you think this is the right thing to do? What do you have to do about this? And mostly I say sorry, but and also what I learned is from saying sorry is when you say sorry, you don't mean like when you fart, oh sorry, and you fart again, sorry, because if you say sorry, you mean you won't do it again.
Okay, good job, Mas, good job. Hey. Okay, now another question. Zuriel, what is the thing that you really don't like about your dad?
One thing I don't really like about my dad is usually when I'm talking to daddy, I was like, daddy, look, look at this, and then daddy like he just looking at his phone, and then he doesn't know that I'm talking to him. And then when I stop talking, when I'm done talking, and then I was like, oh whatever, daddy's not gonna listen. And then daddy suddenly become, ah, what? And then aku baru aja mau ngomong, and then mama talk to daddy. And then aku bilang ke daddy, daddy tunggu kan tadi aku mau bilang. And then daddy langsung bilang, aku lagi kan aku lagi ngomong sama mama. Tapi daddy barusan bilang, hah apa bang, apa bang?
Jadi kamu kayak ngerasa di left out ya?
Iya.
Okay, bang. Sorry ya bang. Sekarang what yang kamu paling suka apa dari daddy?
Yang paling suka.
Iya. Yeah.
Sometimes daddy let me and Zara sleep late.
Sleep late. Yeah, oh man, bad daddy.
And then nonton movie or series.
Okay, Zara ya. Apa yang paling kamu gak suka dari your dad?
Hah, tapi yang belum suka belum kan? Yang what I...
Yeah, apa yang what you really don't like about your dad?
So,
I mean, maybe my bad behavior, the thing that I still like do it.
Yang I don't like about daddy, one of them is also what Abang said. Mm-hmm. I also usually keep experiencing that with daddy. And what I don't like... maybe it's
saking udah baik ya daddy ya sekarang ya.
maybe it's like this is also really annoying also from daddy, but not like the worst thing one thing I hate from daddy, but it's like what I don't really like that daddy keeps doing, but it's also kind of funny and weird though. Tapi bener diri yang
boleh
juga funny and weird. When I'm like playing with Abang on PS4, and then when I'm finished, then boys harus tidur cepet ya karena aku mau tanding nih. Because you know, he likes soccer and he has a PS4 to play soccer in PS4. So like what he means by tanding is he's gonna play soccer with his friends, because he keeps doing that. And also one thing is he always I think Abang and Mommy already told me why this keeps happening and why you shouldn't be mad about it. But when Daddy said, boys kamu tidur cepet ya, jam 9:30 jam 10 udah di kasur ya. And then after that, I cannot sleep. And then what do I hear outside? Then I hear stick nyala. And then daddy lagi main PS. Abis itu, after that, he's playing PS lagi. And then I cannot sleep. And then what I hear, they're still eating, they're watching sampai jam 1. And then when
not good example
yeah. And then when I talk later, maybe a few days later or a few hours later, I told Mommy about that, and apa? Mommy says it's because daddy's early sleeping is much more different than your early sleeping, because mostly when you get used to that when you grow older, I think. And for daddy, I think like sleeping early is earliest is like 12 or 11 o'clock. But once it was like a miracle because Daddy already was so sleepy at 10 o'clock or 9:30.
Okay, guys. So if there's young people listening to this podcast, yeah, what do you want to say to them? I mean, regarding their father, maybe the experience with their dad.
Okay. I think what I have to say is that maybe your dad is abusive or very mean, or maybe he's very harsh with you, or very annoying, or very irritating, or very harsh, or apa? He's very rough with simple things. Then don't complain, because I think I've heard someone said that God already choose the perfect people to be in your family for a good cause. Maybe you cannot understand it. Maybe you're confused and mad at the same time. Oh, why? God, why did you give this dad to me? He's so harsh. He talks harsh with me. He's very rough. God, why did you give this dad to me? But you shouldn't say that. But I think a good thing to do is embrace it and keep praying to God. Be thankful for everything, because from maybe a harsh dad, a bad dad, he can change that dad into a very inspiring one, just like Daddy, because Daddy dulu, after having a son, hey, Joanna, is that my son? Yes, Radit, he is your son. Okay. I don't care. Yeah, but now, after...
How about the dung-dung-dung?
DJ. Diddy DJ all night, and then not really
taking care of you.
Yeah, but now after he encountered God and experienced his love, he changed. And also me and Mama were also a part of how Daddy changed from a non-caring person into a good dad. So just stay grateful to God, because he can change a bad dad into a very inspiring dad.
Ah, so sweet.
Okay.
Okay, Zeraya.
I think for this one, maybe I don't remember, but I think I will take this from a verse. I forgot what the verse was, but maybe I need to take my Bible
okay.
for this.
Okay, you can do it. Come on, hurry.
Hurry up,
let's go. Is there anything you want to add, Bang? Or maybe to the dead? No, Zerai's come.
Never
mind. Oh, she's searching. Okay, maybe to the dad. Buat bapaknya mungkin.
For the dads, apa ya? I'm not a dad, so it's hard for me. What would a dad think?
Maybe,
ya?
Kalau mereka memang bapak yang tadi kamu bilang a harsh dad, a mean dad, maybe you can say to them, to represent all the kids that maybe experience abusive parents kind of thing.
Daddy actually once said that whatever the parents do to the kids, it will have a lot of influence to them. Maybe it is not good to like be abusive to your children, and you think that's for a good cause, because that abusive actions to your children, it can cause a lot of bad impact to them. They can like be they will become really filled with hatred. But if you do nice things, but not jangan bikin manja, don't spoil your children, but you have to train them in a good way, not too harsh and not too spoiled, so your children can be good children. And if you teach them the right thing, they can be good people.
Thank you, Bang. Wow, that's a very good point. Okay, Zeraya, this is your Bible, and you can share.
So also, What I have to say again?
Message to young people.
Yeah. Oh yeah, message to young people. Maybe your what I have to say is maybe your parents are really harsh, but what from what I read last time in 1 Peter 2 verse 18 it says, servants, be submissive to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to harsh. And when it says here, when it says masters, it doesn't really, doesn't always mean like, but masters, like
your boss,
or your boss in like work or something, but it can be the person who guides you or the person who has
authority over
who has authority over you. One of them is, of course, can be your dad. And it says in the second part, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the harsh. And it because, yeah, because your parents, they may be very harsh and really, really talking with bad words to you maybe, and like acting like they don't even care about you. You have to still be, you still have to be really, you have to still be good to them and stay faithful to them. And just because they are really bad to you, it doesn't mean that they will always stay bad. They can change any time, and don't just wait until they can change, because they don't just change by themselves. They need to be changed by something, like Abang said, Daddy, that how Daddy was changed to into a good man. It was also part of Abang and Mommy's actions. So you can also make your dad a better person by your actions, or you can tell them something that may inspire them to even care about you more. But you don't just make them more good and gentle to care about you, but tell them to be good and gentle, and make them good and gentle not just because to be caring to you, but because if they be harsh to just your son, it can even make an impact to being harsh to even everyone he meets in the future.
Okay, thank you guys. Wow, very powerful statement. Good job. Okay, ini adalah Father's Day ya. Sebenarnya bukan hanya Father's Day, it can be also soon to be Father's Day, right? Not just the Father's Day, but soon to be Father's Day. Artinya kita-kita yang belum jadi bapak kan soon to be a father. Nah, kalau kita bisa menjadi anak yang baik, pasti kita bisa jadi nanti bapak yang baik. We have a better chance to be a good dad. Tapi kalau memang buat teman-teman hari ini yang mungkin kalian mendengar podcast ini dan merasa tertegur dan sebagainya, you can always change. Ya, nggak ada waktu yang terlambat. Just say sorry to your kids and make a meaningful conversation, share heart to heart, dan tanya apa yang mereka rasa. Karena aku sama anak-anakku juga gitu. Ketika when I'm starting to change, first what I did is I talk to them heart to heart. Like I ask, what do you feel about me? Like, Zeraya, what do you feel about your dad? Ya awalnya dia akhirnya cerita bahwa dia takut, dia afraid, dia sebel dan sebagainya. Tapi I try to honor what they are feeling and make a strategy or steps to reconcile, to show them that I really love them, not just by words but by good deeds or actions. So thank you for listening to us guys. Anything you want to add to make a last statement, maybe
to people who are listening?
Yeah, everyone, kids, father, mother, brother, Son Goku girl, Dragon Baller, gamer, or lady, a girl. Come on.
A final statement is Romans 8 verse 28, God can use all things for the good of people that love him. So he can use your bad parents to cause a good influence to you and to other people. So don't complain and don't be hopeless or be sad or angry, raging about your family and your family status or your family's behavior, but always believe that God can change your family in a tremendous way, even in the impossible times. Yeah, for you, your word is impossible, but for God, it's possible.
Wow, that's good. That's good. Really good. Zeraya?
I think it kind of includes like being afraid of what will happen. Wait. I forgot what I was gonna say. I think I forgot.
It's okay, just take your time. Make a last statement. Buat apa kamu mau ngomong apa buat orang-orang?
Oh, I think if you want to, no, I think there was a verse.
You don't have to make it perfect. Just give a message.
No, I forgot about the what I was.
Yeah, just say.
To talk about.
No need to say the verse. Just say what you are remembering.
I think it was about. Yeah. So we have to stay. Oh yeah, stay safe at home. And always listen to your parents because they know best for you.
Okay. Okay, thank you guys. Happy Father's Day. God bless you. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to us. Bye.